and grab your Bibles. Amen. The book of Mark and chapter 10. How many were in here for Brother Kyle's class? Amen. That was a good class, huh? Don't worry, I left all my big words at home though, so we're gonna be okay. Mark chapter 10, give me a loud amen when you get there. Praise the Lord. And we're going to start reading on verse number 46. The Bible reads, "Then they came to Jericho. As Jesus and his disciples, together with a large crowd, were leaving the city, a blind man, Bartimaeus, which means son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, 'Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me.' Many rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the more, 'Son of David, have mercy on me.' Jesus stopped and said, 'Call him.' So they called him to the blind man, 'Cheer up, on your feet, he's calling you.' Throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and came to Jesus. 'What do you want me to do for you?' Jesus asked him. The blind man said, 'Rabbi, I want to see.' 'Go,' said Jesus, 'your faith has healed you.' Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road." Let's pray. Father, we come before you tonight, Lord. We love you. We thank you for who you are in our lives, God. And Father, I just pray, Lord, that your word in the short time that we have would come forward with power, Lord. Those that are here in this room, Lord, that they would have open hearts to receive what you have in store for them. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. I immediately regret bringing the little Bible to service tonight. I had said it would stay open. It does not stay open. Praise the Lord. Let's jump right into it. So the Bible says, "Then they came to Jericho, and Jesus and his disciples together with a large crowd." And so we catch up, and here's the story of blind Bartimaeus. Right? So blind Bartimaeus is on the side of the road. He's blind. He's begging. And he's there without really any purpose. But then there is an opportunity. There is an opportunity for Bartimaeus. And I believe that our lives are filled with windows of opportunity. We are in our year of expectation. This morning, our pastor preached a powerful message on vision. And here we look at a man, Bartimaeus, that has no vision. The first thing that we see about this portion of Scripture is that Jesus was surrounded by a large crowd. And many times that's the way we can feel inside of church, inside of ministry. We can feel lost in the crowd. Come on, somebody. Anybody ever play that game, Where's Waldo? That's how we can feel. Like we get lost in the shuffle, lost in the mix. When is it going to be my opportunity? When is it going to be my time? When am I going to get my chance? When am I going to get my blessing or my healing? Sometimes we feel like we can be lost in the crowd. I like, it goes on to say that those were leaving the city, a blind man, Bartimaeus, was sitting by the roadside begging. So here we see that Jesus was surrounded by a large crowd, and they're going along the roadside, and here they come across a man that was blind. Now, to think of what it would be like not to be able to see, to go through life not being able to have your ability to of eyesight and to see, it's disturbing. How would you get around? How would you be mobile? How would you fulfill what you had to do throughout the day? How would you be able to witness things and look at things and experience beautiful things and being able to appreciate things? In the same way as when we are spiritually blind, it's the same way. That we could go around and even though that we might physically be able to see, that we don't actually get to experience all the beautiful things around us. We don't get an experience. We're not able to properly function and fulfill our purpose because we are blind. We don't have the ability to see. We don't have the ability to see and comprehend and understand the things that God wants to do in our lives. You see, here we see that Bartimaeus was also a beggar. So not only was he blind, he was a beggar. And see, begging was one of the only occupations a blind man could have. Because he couldn't work, he couldn't function. And see, when you're blind, you're saying, man, I can't find my purpose. I can't find my place. I can't find my position in ministry. The reason you can't find your position is because you're blind. It's because blind people can't do the position. Blind people can't function. They can't do that. Yeah, there's many people in our society today. They can function blind and they found jobs for them to do and those type of things. But inside the church, if you are spiritually blind, you will never fulfill your purpose. Because your purpose requires sight. It requires vision. See, if you have no vision, the Bible says that you will perish. Where there is no vision, the people perish. See, if you can't see the vision of why God has created you, if you are blind to what God is doing in your life, sometimes we get caught up. We get caught up in the drama. Come on, somebody. We get caught up in the novellas. Hello. We're living in Days of Our Lives. As Victory Outreach turns. Come on, somebody. You're stuck in the drama instead of seeing the vision. God has a plan and a purpose for your life. He doesn't want you to get caught up in all the madness and all these things and what's going on over there. Who's talking about me? What are they talking about? Where are they going? What are they doing? What's going on? I don't know why they're doing this. Listen, when you have a vision for your own life, we have a vision that lines up with the vision. When you can see clearly that you can fulfill your purpose. See, when you focus on other people, you become nearsighted. You become nearsighted. All you could do is you could just focus on what other people are doing. All their wrongs and all their mistakes. Listen, when I came in this ministry, I was getting a lot of grace. Come on, somebody. I was getting a lot of grace. I needed to grow. Listen, people aren't perfect. People aren't perfect. Quit focusing on the imperfect people and start focusing on your perfect God. Because God is able. He'll give you a vision for your life. He'll give you, if you could take your eyes off of people for just a minute, focus them on God and watch what God can do through your life. Quit talking about people and begin to talk to God. Come on, somebody. I'm going to get back to my little Bible over here. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." See, we know that Bartimaeus had heard about Jesus. We know that he heard about Jesus' reputation. Because when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, when he heard it was Jesus, see, that's what we have to understand. That this is our year of expectation. We need to get over all the doubts. All the what ifs and what if not, we got to put doubt aside. We're not in our year of doubt. See, if you have doubt, then you're just going to have drought. You're going to live a life that's going to be like a dry desert. Come on, somebody. But when you have expectation and you have faith, you're able to see the things that are not. And say, you know what? I am going to fulfill my purpose. I am going to make an impact. I am going to make a difference. Yeah, I can't see how it's going to happen now. You might just come in the home and say, I don't know how I'm going to get off of drugs. I don't know how I'm going to get my family back. Listen, when you live in expectation, when you know that there is a Jesus of Nazareth, when you hear testimonies of people that have been sent free and delivered, when you hear testimonies of people getting their families back, when when you hear that Jesus of Nazareth is coming? Do you begin to believe? You begin to believe. And it activates one of the most powerful things in the world. It's called hope. It's called hope. I can believe. Because I've seen what they've gone through and they made it through. So I can believe. I see all these men in the front row that went through the recovery home. If they could make it, I know I can make it. All these powerful women of God in our church that went through our women's home. If they can make it, I can make it. When we are able to see and witness the testimony of those that have experienced the power of God, that have experienced the breakthrough and deliverance of God, then we can just like Bartimaeus, when we hear that Jesus of Nazareth is coming, then we can shout out, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. You see how Bartimaeus didn't shout out Jesus, Son of Joseph? He said, Jesus, Son of David. Why? Because, see, the miracle wasn't connected to his earthly father. The miracle was connected to his heavenly father. That was his messianic title. That wasn't his earthly title. So when we're able to see into the supernatural, when we're able to take our eyes off the natural and experience the supernatural, that is Jesus, Son of David, from the line of David, where the Messiah came from. That's supernatural. That's not in the natural. If you can sit here week after week and hear good messages that make the hair on your arm stand up and not be changed until you step in to the supernatural power of God. You got to step in. You got to come to an altar call and throw your hands up in the air. You got to come to the altar and pray. Seek God. Close your eyes. Let God break you. Don't worry about who's watching you or what's going on or if they're going to laugh at you or your boyfriend's. Well, it doesn't matter. Experience the supernatural power of God. We see here that the people, they started to shout things. They told them to be quiet. They told them to be quiet. See, that's the problem is we let the crowd control us. Let the crowd control us, right? We let, they're watching or they're talking about me or this is happening. And we let the crowd control us. See, all the crowd's going to do is go and hold you down. Don't worry about who's watching you or who's talking about you or what's going on. Just worry about your relationship with Jesus. Just follow Jesus. Follow your leader. Follow your pastor. Get discipled. Don't worry about the crowd. The crowd will always be there. That's what the crowd does. Follow Jesus and watch what God does in your life. The Bible says once Jesus heard him, what did Jesus say? Jesus told the people, say, call him. Said there's someone shouting, call him. Call him. The one that's desperate for me, call him. Right? The one that's shouting, call him. But he's blind. But he's begging. He doesn't deserve you. He said, no, he's the one that I came for. I came for the blind. I came for the addicted. I came for the lost. I came for the bound. Those are the people that I came for, the ones that are desperate for me. You want to get a hold of Jesus? You want to get his attention? Begin to get desperate for God and say, it doesn't matter what happened to me before. It doesn't matter where I came from, how much time I did, how many drugs I did. It doesn't matter. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. I know I'm not perfect. I know I didn't come from the best home situation. I know I did a lot of drugs and I was in and out of jails and institutions. I know. But Jesus, have mercy on me. I know I'm blind. I was an atheist and I was a drug, but still, nevertheless, mercy on me. Jesus said, call him. Call him. Jesus said, call you. You that were lost, you that were broken, you that didn't think that you needed help, but you needed help. You that thought you were too good, you that were lost and bound. You should have been assassinated. Someone should have shot you in the drive-by. You burnt so many people, they used to call you toast. Jesus said, call him. Call him. Can you imagine? He said, call him. Yeah, they're no good for nothing. Call him. Yeah, the down and out, the lost and bound. Call him. That's the one I want to pour out my blessing and my calling upon. If I can get the keyboard player up. I like where it says Bartimaeus then threw off his cloak, and his cloak resembled his shame. Well, when people would beg, they didn't want people looking at their face, and they covered his face because he was blind. It represented his shame. And when Jesus had called him, listen to this, even before he received his sight, he threw off his cloak. He said, even before he had the miracle, you're going to get this expectation. Before he received his miracle, he threw off who he was. He said, I refuse to go back to the person I was. I refuse to go back to the person that people think I am. I refuse to go back to the addicted. I refuse to go back to that same person. I refuse to be the same. Even though the miracle had not yet happened yet, I refuse to be the same. He expected God to do something. He had expectation of the miracle. And what happens? Jesus comes and he asks him, what can I do for you? And there's going to come a point in time in your walk where you're going to be there. And really what you really have to weigh is your motive. And you know, when Jesus asks you, what can I do for you? What can I do for you? Some of you guys are girls in the home. Like, I want to get off drugs. Is that really what you want? Is that really what you want? Do you want to live a life without drugs, or do you want to live a life with purpose? Do you want to be clean, or do you want to be fulfilled? Do you want to be drug-free, or do you want to fulfill your destiny? What do you want? He asked, what do you want from me? And he said, so I can receive my sight. I want to see. And some of us come to church week after week after week, and we might have no vision or blurred vision, or we might be nearsighted, whatever the case may be. But sometimes we got to come back to Jesus, like Pastor was talking about this morning, and say, you know what? I want to see. I want a vision for my life. You know, someone once said, the two most important days of your life, the day you were born and the day you find out why. You can either live life or you can live life full of purpose. It's up to you. Tonight, if that's you, say, I lost my vision. I don't have a vision. I'm blind. I want to see. I want God to speak to me. Or maybe you're here and you've been here a while and you took your focus off of the vision, off the mission, and all you can see is all the drama around you. Focus on people's problems. Or maybe you came in and you're saying, I can't believe for anything greater. You know the last part of that scripture. Jesus tells them it's your faith that made you well. It's your faith. It's your expecting God to do something. Listen, if your level of expectation is low, you say, I need a greater level of expectation. I want to believe again that one of the most powerful things in the world, I need hope. Hope for a calling, hope for a purpose, hope for something greater. If that's you tonight, stand all over this place if you can stand to your feet. If that's you tonight, and say, I need to get vision, I need to get clear vision, or I need hope. I want you to step out of your seats tonight and meet me at this altar. To you.